Hey guys, welcome back to The Unseen Files by Kao Pun. My name is Kao Pun, and today I want to share something a little more personal than usual. This one isn't one of those ghost stories that float around the internet. This one actually happened to me. It was back in 11th grade, during a school trip to Chantaburi, Thailand. If you've never been, Chantaburi is a very peaceful little province. It's not exactly the kind of place you'd expect something paranormal. It's known for the beautiful beaches, forests, amazing seafood, and now on my mind, one very strange hotel. We were staying at this quiet place on the edge of town, far from markets, traffic, and there were no big city lights, no noises, and basically just a countryside. At night, it got so dark outside, you could barely see past the edge of the hotel parking lot. All you could hear were the crickets and the occasional dogs barking in the distance. My roommate for this trip was Sydney, one of my closest friends. We were excited, honestly. School was stressful, and this was a break we both needed. A few days of sun, snacks, swimming, and staying up too late sounded so great when we were stuck at school. So we thought, what could go wrong? Well, we were about to find out. The room we stayed in had three beds, even though it was just the two of us. And while that might not sound unusual, that empty bed in the corner, it became something I'll never forget. The room was old, like really old. The wallpapers were faded and peeling in places. There were water stains creeping down on walls, like shadow that had melted into the paint. The curtains were thick, dusty, and stained with age, and they barely blocked out the moonlight. And the bathroom was super small. It was like, it made me feel claustrophobic. And one flickering light and old cracked tiles. The kind of place that made you want to get in and out as fast as possible. It had this low hum too, like the pipes were whispering. At the time, we didn't think much about it. We were just happy to be away from school and being able to basically have like our own mini trip. So we were just laughing, joking, and unpacking snacks. But that night, everything shifted. It started around 10 or 11 p.m. We were not sure, but Sydney and I, we were doing face masks, sitting on our separate beds. And we were just chatting about school and the people and how the trip has been going so far. The vibe was super chill. The only light was a dim lamp on the bedside table between us. The rest of the room was shadowy. Then we heard it. A faint creak. Not loud, but unmistakable. Like someone shifting their weight slowly on a mattress. Like, we were sure that this was not our imagination, because both of us heard this. So we both paused. I looked at Sydney, and she looked at me. And then came another creak, a little louder this time. At this point, we knew we weren't imagining it. It was like someone sitting up or adjusting position. We turned to face the third bed, the one neither of us has touched. And what we saw chilled me. The pale blue blanket was moving. It was lifting, not dramatically, like just a slow rise as if something or someone was underneath. I stared. My whole body was tense, and suddenly the blanket fell flat again. We were silent for what like felt like minutes. We were just staring, and then the air in the room suddenly felt thick, heavy. Eventually, the sound stopped. The bed didn't move again. And like any two high schoolers trying not to freak out over potentially a ghost, we laughed nervously. So Sydney said, "Must be the wind." And we were just trying to come up with any other possibility that it could be instead of a ghost. But deep down, I think we both knew that it wasn't just a normal situation, like an old mattress or the springs were broken. So we just ignored it. We got into our beds, we turned off the lamp, and we tried to sleep. That was probably a big mistake. I woke up in the middle of the night. I knew I wasn't dreaming because I just opened my eyes and everything was quiet, like too quiet. The crickets outside were gone. Even the hum of the pipes in the bathroom had stopped. But that was when I saw her, sitting on the third bed. A woman, she wore like this white dress, kind of like a gown, like a sleeping gown, but it wasn't bright white. It was more like faded white of something that had been buried for years. And there was just, she looked dirty. Like her hair was long, straight, jet black, and it was like hanging in down in front of her face like a curtain. But she wasn't moving. She was just sitting and staring right at me. I couldn't see her eyes, but I felt them. They were fixed on me with this uncomfortable intensity, like a freezing cold stare. I didn't know what to do. I felt paralyzed. Every part of me screamed to get up, to run, to scream, but I just couldn't move. I was like paralyzed. And then so I slowly turned to the wall and closed my eyes and pretended I didn't see her. I thought that maybe if I didn't acknowledge her, she'll disappear. That's what we always tell ourselves, right? When we notice something's off. But I couldn't sleep. My heartbeat was pounding in my ears. Eventually, I must have passed out. But around an hour later, I woke up again. And she was still there, still in the same position, still staring. That's when I did the only thing I could think of. I got up, tiptoed across the room and pretended that I didn't see her, but climbed into Sydney's bed. I whispered, "Please let me sleep here." She was half asleep, so she just said, "Sure," and rolled over. I didn't look back at the third bed. I couldn't. The rest of the night, it was quiet. The creaking came back, sometimes soft, sometimes sudden. Once I swore I heard whispering. It was not even Thai or English. It was just soft whispers, like someone's trying to speak from inside a dream. I stayed frozen next to Sydney the whole night. Okay, so now we are back with a special guest who will be speaking their perspective on the situation.
Hi, my name is Sydney, and I was with Kalpun during the Kanchanaburi field trip. And it was like pretty scary, so we're gonna tell you about it.
Yeah. So basically, what did you see first?
So in the middle of the night, well, not in the middle of the night, like when we were about to go to sleep, I saw like a shadowy figure in the corner, and I didn't want to say anything about it because I was like, okay, I'm probably going crazy and I don't want to make Kalpun scared.
Yeah.
So I just left it be.
So you saw it before me, right?
Yeah, I saw it before you.
Oh.
And you didn't notice anything, so I was like, okay, it's fine, you know, whatever. I left it be, and then I decided that I should just calm myself and then just go back to sleep.
I see. So you, like, do you think you were imagining it, or do you think it was actually real?
I don't know, because there's multiple things that, like, not multiple things. There's, like, I saw it twice, so I don't know if I actually imagined
it. And you didn't tell me anything?
I didn't tell you because I didn't want to scare you.
Okay.
I wanted to leave it be. And in the middle of the night, I went to sleep. Kalpun was asleep in her bed, I was asleep in my bed. And then in the middle of the night, I woke up like to the strange feeling of like something there.
Yeah, I felt that too. Mm-hmm. It was like so weird and strange.
Yeah. And something was in the corner of the room. It was a shadowy figure, and I was scared. I was like sweating, and it had long hair. I was just nervous. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I just thought I was like going crazy. And so I was looking at it, and then, like, suddenly my vision just, like, let it go, and I didn't see it anymore. So I was like, okay, whatever, it's fine. It's just it just could be an optic illusion or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I rolled over, and then I saw Kalpun in my bed. And I was like, oh, my gosh. She never sleeps in my bed, so, like, is something going on? Like, like what?
That was when I saw it, too, so I was like, I'm not staying next to that bed.
Yeah.
So I came over, yeah.
Yeah, and I, was like, okay, if Calvin's in my bed, maybe something is wrong. Maybe something is actually wrong. So I was like, okay, just calm myself. There's no need to wake up Calvin. It's just going to scare everyone. So just let it be. You know, I had to, like, do the right thing for myself. It was very selfish, but...
Do you think what we did was right? Like, we ignored it? It was right?
I think ignoring it is better than, like... Like, especially...
Trying to, like, make it more angry.
Yeah, like, especially in a situation like this. Like, I decided not to, like, turn on the lights or whatever. Maybe if something was actually there, it would have came after us or, like, haunted us.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want that experience for the rest of my life. So, like, just showing them that I'm peaceful as well. Like, I will let it go. I'm going to go back to sleep. You do your thing, okay? I'm not here to bother you. It's fine.
That's real. That's real, yeah.
Yeah.
The next morning was, like, so strange, though. Like, you acted like it was, like, nothing happened until I mentioned it. And then you were,
Because I didn't want to scare anyone. What if it was still there, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything about it. Yeah. I can't fight a ghost. I don't know how to fight a ghost, so.
That is true. Okay, thank you, Sydney, for joining us today and telling your part of the story.
Yeah, of course. It was very traumatic, but thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you everyone for listening to today's story on Unseen, the KP Files. If you ever had a ghostly encounter or a creepy dream or just a moment that made the hairs on your neck stand up, I'd love to hear it. Message me and I will share your story. And who knows, you might just hear it in a future episode. Until next time, sleep tight and maybe don't look too closely at the empty bed in the corner. Thank you for listening to today's podcast.